For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is a senior captain, Hannah Moore. And first of all, Hannah, your team came off of a great weekend against Duluth. First ever series season sweep against the Bulldogs. You're a senior. You've been through a lot with this team. How much confidence did you gain from that series coming into this series against Gophers?
You know what? I personally didn't really look at last weekend. I always see every weekend as like a new chapter. And it's pretty exciting to sweep the Bulldogs twice. I've never experienced that before. It was awesome. We knew that the Gophers were a total different game, and we were excited to come into this weekend.
First series against the Gophers, I think everybody was kind of surprised at the scores because you've played them so close in so many games over the last couple of years anyway. Did you guys look back at that first series at all against the Gophers, or are you guys a completely different team this second half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Coach even said that we're a total different team than when we played them last, and they might be too. It's the way the season progresses, and I just think that the Gophers either have a close game with us or it could go either way, you know, so I'm glad that we kept it in today, but we got to be fresh for tomorrow.
Taking a look back on Friday's game, they score off of a fluky goal. Went off of one of your defensemen. I'm not going to mention any names. It's hard enough to take those kind of goals, but did you have any words with her as a captain and kind of tell her to shake it off?
Yeah, I went up to her immediately. I was on after, so just gave her a little tap and said, don't worry about it. You know, honestly, better to be a fluky one off us than having Brant backdoor doing something awesome. So we'll take that. And I mean, things happen, even the second goal, like pretty big controversy with the video and such. So it gives us a little bit of confidence that they weren't fantastic goals. They were just regular hockey goals, you know.
Well, and you mentioned the power play goal that they scored. I had a bird's eye view of the review, and they watched it over and over and over again. And that puck was a blur when it got to her shoulder, and the stick was straight up in the air. Yeah. You got to go, how does a team get that many lucky bounces in one game?
Yeah, I mean, puck luck, right? Maybe it was them today. Maybe it's us tomorrow. Can't blame the refs on making a decision because someone's going to be unhappy either way. But hopefully tomorrow we can get a call back or get some sort of bounce the same way.
What a great play by your team, though, to tie things up there in the first. It all started with Alexis Joyce at that blue line. She's a sophomore, but you'd never even know it. What a veteran player she is.
Yeah, AJ's pretty smooth out there, and she's really confident with the puck, and she rang that post, and what a better player than Cicely to knock it in and make sure it got in. And that Sally was awesome too. So really happy for Sis to put that away and give us some momentum.
She played great on both sides of the puck. Two block shots she took up against Lee Steckline, who's a team Olympian or USA Olympian. Those were hard shots to block, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, Steckline's a tall girl. Cicely, she got a lot of shots today, and that's what we all need to do, just throw the puck on the net, because we never know what the rebounds with Levier.
That Minnesota Gopher squad doesn't like to play defense. Is that something you guys think about going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're a really good offensive team, and maybe they haven't had to as much defense practice, which is fortunate enough for them, but that's what we're trying to test them, get behind their D and see what we can do on Levier.
As a captain, what more can you ask from your team tomorrow going into game two against Gophers?
If we could come into this game the same as today, then I think we'll be in a good place, or just step up another notch, because Wisconsin, we had that tight Friday game, and then Saturday we had a different team out there, so we just have to be on the ball and ready to go.
Hannah, thanks so much for your time. Great game by your team.
Thank you, Kelly.